Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Sunday afternoon, Fortuna police went to a residence in the 3000 block of College Avenue for a suspected burglary. The homeowner was able to provide the officers with video footage from a camera that monitored the interior of his shop. After receiving video footage days later, officers report identifying 49-year-old Gerald Wayne Newmaker and 26-year-old Bryce Kendall, both Fortuna residents. Yesterday, 1 p.m., officers contacted Newmaker at his residence regarding the pending investigation. They conducted a search, and that's when they report finding Bryce Kendall in the garage of the residence. They also report finding the property that was identified in the recent burglary. Gerald Newmaker, Bryce Kendall, were both taken into custody, transported to the Humboldt County Jail for suspicion of burglary, possession of stolen property, and conspiracy to commit a felony. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a traffic collision that took the life of an 84-year-old woman after she was hit by a school bus at the intersection of Roanerville Road and School Road in Fortuna yesterday morning. The driver, Helen Bellani, was turning left into Roanerville when she hit the pedestrian who was in the crosswalk. There were students on the bus at the time of the incident. Counselors and psychologists were later on hand to assist any students struggling to deal with the incident. The CHP reports that neither alcohol nor drugs nor weather played a role in the collision. It remains under investigation. The coroner's office is working to contact the victim's next of kin before providing an ID. Eureka police were called to the 200 block of Del Norte Street early Monday morning after receiving reports of a vehicle burglary. When the officers reached the scene, they spotted a man dressed in black walking along Del Norte Street, and when ordered to stop, the man fled on foot. Officers quickly apprehended the suspect, identified now as 43-year-old Eureka resident Leon Davis, who was also on active parole. As officers chased Davis, they saw him remove an item from his waistband and toss it over a fence. It was later found to be a loaded handgun. Officers also recovered stolen items from the vehicle break-in and returned them to the owner. Davis was booked into jail on several counts, including being a felon in possession of a handgun, and he is held on parole hold. Monday evening, the Sheriff's Department received a report of a lost hiker after he failed to meet up with his companions. The three had been hiking along Big Flat near Shelter Cove when the lost hiker, 36-year-old Jerry Miller of Whitmore, began having minor health issues. His friends continued their hike toward Black Sands Beach and waited for Miller to catch up. When Miller failed to meet with his companions, they called the Sheriff's Department. Search and rescue teams were sent out. A Coast Guard helicopter was also dispatched but recalled due to heavy weather and poor visibility. Search and rescue personnel located Miller at about 2 o'clock yesterday morning, and he was in good health and had set up his tent and sleeping bag for shelter. The sheriff's office reminds hikers to always let friends and family know where you will be hiking and to have the appropriate clothing and equipment for the area. More KINS News hits after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m., to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet Artistic License, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
Ron Pierre, State Ombudsman Director for California Support for National Guard and Reserve, says there's a new website aimed at helping veterans find work.
There's a new program that's actually hit the streets the 1st of March. It's called Hero to Hired. Came out of the Department of Defense, and it's a social media-based job program that's free, I say again, free, to employers and to service members. And it's so easy to get onto. You can sign onto the internet as a service member, register, take a test, kind of like a Myers-Briggs personality test, have your military skills matched, and look on a database of jobs right now that's listed 3.5 million jobs across the country.
The website is h2h.jobs. The California Highway Patrol and Caltrans held a small ceremony to dedicate a section of Highway 101 north of Laytonville in honor of Officer Paul Jarsk. Jarsk was on parole on a snowy night in April of 1981 when his patrol vehicle left the roadway, tumbling 100 feet down an embankment before coming to rest underwater. The stretch of roadway is now officially known as the CHP Officer Paul C. Jarsk Memorial Highway. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.